And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Okay. I am an anxious person, all right? And we know this. We know this well. I do not like it when people... I enjoy visitors. Don't get me wrong. Love visitors. And the pop-in's not really my thing, unless it's someone that I feel comfortable enough knowing that you can pop into my nest of mess.
You like visitors as long as they have a pre-organised appointment.
Kind of. Yeah. If you just rocked up, I'd be embarrassed because I'd be like, oh, Lingy, the first time you came to my house, I wanted it to be, you know, supreme clean, WOG style.
So but you like sort of almost like a doctor's surgery. You like them to have appointments.
Oh, bleach. When you smell that bleach, it's like, come on in. And not just in the toilet. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you don't know what I'm saying.
No.
Even know what I'm saying. Okay. So whenever someone comes up to our house, we've got some stairs. So we've got the driveway. Then we've got some stairs that lead to the, well, it's not really a pergola. It's a veranda. That's better.
Veranda. Like, are we talking two or three stairs?
Two or three stairs. Yeah. And then it's like, you know, veranda. So it's wooden. So you can hear, thunk, 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 and then boop, 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 towards the door. That makes Wombie absolutely go off.
What, Wombie inside
go
the
off,
house?
Inside the house. Yeah. Like crazy. So we have, instead of the front door, I don't have a peephole or anything like that. My auntie and uncle used to have like an arch peephole.
You could
like
open
it and stick your like full head in there. That was awesome.
Sort of back alley London streets where the secret
What's the password?
You can come on into the poker game.
Back alley street door style. That'll be for my next house. Anyway, and so we've got a window to the side on the kitchen. So I open the window when there's someone there that I don't know. And this lovely guy was there and he's like, hi, hey, it's my first day. You know, please bear with me. I'm just raising funds for XYZ. Can I have a chat to you? No. I was nice about it, but anyone that comes to my door, number one, I'm never opening that door. Unless you're the postman with a lovely package for me.
That you've bought online.
And normally I say, just leave it there. Because the dog will bite your face off. So I'm like, leave it there. But number two, I don't think door knocking gets anyone involved with what you're trying to do.
Oh, you'd be surprised though. Some would engage.
Who's engaging?
No, that's a fair... I think as the years have gone by, there's a lack of trust around a stranger coming to your door, trying to engage in a conversation, even if it's a charity thing, unfortunately, because straight away, you know my alarm bells are going in my head?
Yeah.
Scam.
Scam, 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 scam.
Scam. When you want my details, scam. And that's so sad that we've got to that point because people are coming round for good reasons.
Yeah.
Possibly, hopefully.
Possibly. Or, you know, I mean... You could get something printed on a T-shirt quite easily. And I'm not saying that this young gentleman was, you know, but if you come to my door unsolicited and you don't have a package in your hand, I assume you were there to hurt me. Oh. That's where my brain goes.
Have you considered, like, barbed wire fencing at the front of your, like, a remote?
I've got a barbed wire dog, mate. He'll get you. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Guess the year. All right, guess the year. Tom's not here. That means you're explaining, Lingy.
I am explaining. We're going to let Bowden play this one, love.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
Bowden, do you want to play?
Absolutely.
Okay,
fantastic. It's as simple as this, Bowden. Loggy's going to play a part of a song. You're going to take your mind back. You've got to do that bit, you know. Come on, there we go. I got told I had to do that sort of bit. You're going to have to guess the year that that song was released. Mm-hmm. It is... You're going to write it down on a bit of paper. On three, you're going to yell it out, as we are all going to do. It is the closest to without going over in Price is Right style.
In the traditional Price is Right fashion. Love you, Larry.
We love Larry.
There we go.
Yeah.
Have I explained it okay?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know what I realise when Tom's not here? Yeah. How much of that sort of stuff Tom does?
Oh,
and how
he's
much
amazing.
I don't listen to it?
No, I know. He's very good. And you, not so much. Anyway, guess the year. Let's get to the first song. Have your pen and papers ready.
We're ready
and everyone
to go
can
live.
Play at home. And Tom would want me to say 10 and 2, guys. Just play it in your brain. Matt? No. Who's his band again? Magic.
Bowden actually does this for a living, DJs. Yeah, he's going to get everyone on the
pressure. Okay, Magic Room. I'm going to say.
From a lot of people if I get this wrong.
I've never heard that song before.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
All right, let's have a guess. Are we ready?
Yep.
Three. You got to yell out your year, Bowden, okay? Three, two, one. 2015. Oh, 15, 14, 16. Let's have a listen.
The year was 2014.
Oh. Bang. All right.
Yeah, I told you this is going to be unfair.
Sucks. Anyway, song two. Did you set this up, Bowden, this round?
This is a curveball, though.
Yeah.
Because this takes me back to, like...
Your fetus?
Yeah.
All right, I've got one.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
All right, here we go. Three, two, one.
2009. 10 for me.
Oh.
The year was... 2010.
That was, that's me.
Okay.
Complete
so,
guess.
We've got Bowden with one, Lingy with one, Loggy with none.
That's right.
What will happen? Will we go to tiebreaker or will this game be over before we know it? Let's find out.
Can we go back to that song?
I wish. I have, you know what? It's all fair games.
Okay. Stab in the dark?
No idea.
All right, I'm good.
No idea. Let's yell out our years on three, two, one.
1993, 2001, 2011.
Nice little mixed bag there. Let's have a listen.
The year was 2004.
Oh, that would be me.
Oh, Kevin Ling. And the only thing I can offer you is a golf club.
I don't want a golf club.
No, I don't have anything else on the button bar.
Don't you have the big celebration ones?
Well done. Guess the year winner for this week.
You call yourself a DJ.
Oh, all right, you can take my sets.
You heard him there, Lingy. Anyway, guess the year back again next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Have you remembered what you were going to talk about?
Yes. It's a bit of a task, right? I like it when we do taste testing things. And Bowden, our work experience guy, I'm going to get you on in this too.
Yeah.
So, hey.
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 Hi.
Hey, I'm a DJ. So, you know how I had to eat birdseed? And you made me eat birdseed.
You didn't have to.
We offered it up
as a cost-effective alternative to the muesli stuff that you were eating.
People keep talking about it. People keep saying, oh, you want some birdseed? Every time I go to put my hand in, like, as some almonds or whatever, it's like, is it good as birdseed?
Yummy, yummy, tasty trill.
Have you made the switch yet, though?
No, and both of you. Shush. I am putting up this. You know, we got Tom to do a shoey.
Yes.
Right?
Because he said they were disgusting.
He said they were disgusting. We did that for his birthday. Now it's time for the wheel to turn. And I feel like there's another thing that we need to do, but I've already done my bit. I think it's now up to you, Cameron Ling, to do this. Pedro Pascal.
One of your favourites.
Pedro Pascal.
What was the accent on the Pascal?
No, don't be like Tom. That's not. Stop. He's amazing and, yeah, you know, one of my new crushes. Love you, Jimmy James. But, yeah, hot. My God. He's a new Michael B. Jordan in my life, let's just say that. Okay, he's on The Mandalorian. Sure. He's been on Narcos. And, yeah, get around the TikToks where people just show him just doing stuff. It's pretty good. Anyway, he had a coffee the other day and he was picking up his order and someone asked him for an autograph and they're like, yeah, cool. And it showed his coffee order on the cup, like the video. You can zoom in and see what he orders for coffee. And I'm thinking that maybe you should try this one.
What was
it? And then we see how your bowels go throughout the show.
Oh, okay, sure.
it says quad espresso, venti cup, extra ice, 6 shots.
Oh, hang on. Six shots of coffee.
Six shots.
So read it out again.
Quad espresso.
So that's four espresso.
Venti cup.
20 ounce cup.
Okay, sorry, you're being Italiano.
Italian for 20, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Like venti in Starbucks is kind of
Okay, sure.
A certain size. I think it's a big one. It looks, you know what? I'm just going to look at him. Yep, it's big. Extra ice.
Okay, so.
6 shots.
Extra ice, so likes it cold.
Yes.
6 shots.
So I think.
That is not a pleasant sounding drink.
So a standard coffee shot is like 75, 80 grams of caffeine.
Okay.
So that's like 450 grams. If it's 6 shots.
Yeah.
450 grams of caffeine.
I'm saying.
Going straight to his brain.
Taste test.
I'm worried that my heart will stop.
I'm worried for you.
We get you in and then we just watch you. We mic up your stomach. We just see what happens over the show period. Are you willing to do it?
Can I exclude the ice? I don't like mine cold. I like my coffee's hot.
Okay, so you just want quad espresso venti cup 6 shots.
Yeah.
You'll do it?
If you need me to taste test.
All right, nice. I was going to say throw it to Bowden, but no, you're going to do it.
Can you get a defibrillator on standby?
We've got one in the kitchen.
Sure.
And I've always wanted to use it.
Do you know how to use it?
Sure.
Yeah.
I've done the training.
Sorted.
Yeah.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Things are heating up. If you are the hips, Cameron Ling.
Can you get that music off? Please turn that music off.
Mate.
I was approached recently to do Dancing with the Stars. I have claimed to them directly that it's a scheduling clash. But the real reason is I can't dance. I'm hopeless. Nobody wants to see it. I think it makes for bad television.
Mate, so. Of course they want to see it. That's exactly why we're doing these.
Please help.
Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
Spin your girl round and round.
Dirty That's, dancing lift style.
Oh,
in the
my
water.
God. Can we do one of those even? Okay, no, let's calm down. We've got a phone poll here. Would you watch Cameron Ling on Dancing with the Stars? Let's go to Ed first. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Bowden. Good morning, Cameron. And good morning, Lauren.
Yes,
how
Bowden, our work experience kid, also here. What say you, Ed? Would you love to see a bit of rumba with Cameron Ling?
Well, having seen Cameron Salsa in his tagging form, I think I'd rather see you doing your Elaine Bettis moves on TV.
Well, we could organise that as well. So is that so that's a vote for no. Okay, look, I don't think that is reflective of the community. Let's go to Kim from Bell Post Hill. Kim, if Lingy was doing the Foxtrot on TV, would you be watching?
Absolutely. He's probably the only reason I would watch the show.
See?
Oh, yes, Kim. Kim, you make me feel really special with that. But honestly, though, once you saw me dance for the first time, you may regret saying that.
No, it's all fun. It's all fun.
It is all fun.
I listen to you guys almost every single day to see someone that I actually listen to, like, actually getting in there and doing it. It'd be awesome.
See? Mucho grande bellissimo. That's what she's trying to say. It goes with the music.
Oh, I love it, Kimmy. Trish is on the line as well from Hamlin Heights. Trish.
Hey, guys. Morning. How are you?
G'day.
Very well. What do you reckon? Would you really want to see me dance?
You know, Lingy, I'll tell you what. If you go on that show, I will start watching it again.
Oh, mate.
I have not watched that show in years. I will watch it if you're on there.
Channel 7, are you listening? Get the second wheelbarrow of cash.
That's it.
Because we have viewers waiting, ready to go.
Thank you, Trish.
Okay, so that is 2 out of 3.
It's tango time with Cameron Ling.
Okay, let's see what Jenny says. Jenny, you are in Lara. Cameron Ling on your TV. Doing the cha-cha, Papa Loves Mama, any of that. Bizzo. Would you watch it and would you love it?
Bloody
oath. You're a legend, Jen. Thank you.
Go for it, Cam. You only live once, mate.
That's it, Jenny. What would be your favourite thing for Cam to do? Would it be like the rumba, the tango, the foxtrot? What would you watch in for?
Oh, gosh.
Anything with frills, right?
The Paso Doble.
Whatever it is, I would watch it.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. Bit of Saturday Night Fever. Was that John Travolta?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, a disco dancer. Awesome.
Let's make sure that there's less tight pants, though. Jenny wants the tight pants. Okay, well, we'll see what we can do. Look, the people are saying yes, Cameron, and you can only give the people what they want. So give it up. Go on Dancing with the Stars, okay? Call Channel 7 right now. We want to make it happen.
No.
Mate.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.